Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks for hanging around with me today. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of immense intelligence, high intelligence. And so if you just started listening, that's what you got to look forward to. You're going to get a lot smarter, too, because Josh Costell is in the building. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. He's one of our top management experts, but also one of our top salesmanship experts. He's got some really important stuff to talk to us about today. Josh, welcome back to the show. Happy holidays.
Yes, good morning, Jim, and happy holidays to you and the listeners out there.
Josh, one of the things I know you want to talk to us about today, which is very important, is how to make sure when we hire salespeople, we get the best folks and we hire them correctly, right?
Absolutely. Especially people that know how, you know, they're good at interviewing. So how do you get past what you want, what they think you want to hear, and how do you get them off your script? And that's what we want to talk about.
So you're saying that they're so good at it, they're such good salespeople, they're really good at interviewing, but still may not be who you need.
Yeah, I always sometimes wonder that. I always feel when I made a bad hiring decision that the last job they ever sold was the one that they interviewed for. You know?
That's pretty good. So what do we need to do?
So here's the key is, Jim, you got to get them off their script. And the way you do that is by a process called situational interviewing. And I'll give you examples of it, and I'll give questions specifically geared to do that. So, you know, the people today can walk away with something they can start using this afternoon. And the issue that you typically run into is people that aren't used to interviewing salespeople, they'll ask very broad questions. They'll ask questions like, you know, tell me how you cold call. Tell me how you sell value. How do you handle,
close ratio?
Right. And they get to talk very theoretical, very general-like. So the key is to make them give you examples of everything that they do. For example, one of the questions that I like asking is, you know, when they'll tell you that, you know, it's important to sell value when you're going against, you know, low-cost competitors. And you say, okay, that's great. Tell me specifically, give me names, give me what the product was, tell me the cost difference of a sales situation where you were a higher price but still won the sale. Tell me how many meetings you had, what was discussed at the meeting, and it makes it very difficult for them to make things up.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're at, you know, while everyone's entitled to their own opinions, not everyone's entitled to their own facts. And it's very interesting because what I like to do is tell them up front during the interview that my role is to get you off the script. So I don't want you to.
Oh, you do. You actually put them on notice.
Yes, because I tell them that it's important that we level what their expectations are and what our expectations are. And
well, you know, one good way to say that I've used before is to say, look, I'm not looking for an employee. I'm looking for success.
Exactly.
And that means that I want whatever we decide to do, whether it be for you to come to work here or not to come to work here, I want that whatever we decide to be the best thing for both of us.
You know, and that's why I agree with you, Jim, and that's why you have to make it their interview as much as yours. And that's why I tell them up front that I say I'm very predictable. Every question that I ask you, you'll see that the pattern will be is give me examples, give me specifics, and it's very difficult to make things up. And typically, and I don't mean that negative when they're making it up. What they're doing is they're telling you how they would have liked to do it in theory. But mm-hmm. that doesn't tell you how they would have done it in execution.
Mm-hmm. And when you're saying, give me examples. Don't just tell me, if I ask you a question, don't give me a conceptual idea. Give me a specific idea.
Yes, but you'll see how many times we just eat up the conceptual. You know, they'll say, yeah, it's important to make sure that you show the value proposition. And then the interviewer goes, oh, yeah, that's great. This guy knows all about value. No, he knows all about what to say about
value. How to talk about value, not necessarily deliver it. Hold on to that thought, Josh. When we come back, folks, I'm going to ask Josh to give us an actual question that he might ask somebody. And so we know exactly how to ask this question. This is very important, folks. These are the people who touch your customers the most. They're the ones who put the dollars on the top line, run those numbers up on the top line or not. So stay tuned for this. Josh Costello and I will be right back. It's 20 Till. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Whether they're right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And having a great visit with Josh Costell, the author of The Science of Sales Success. Josh, give us your website, please.
My website is www.measuremax.com. Measure, M-E-A-S-U-R-E-M-A-X, Measure to Maximize.
Now, the book is available there and wherever books are sold. Is that right?
Yes. Right. Websites and all that.
Josh, give us an example of a specific question that you would. Folks, we're talking about how to interview salespeople, prospective salespeople that you're going to hire, and get them off the script. Get them into out of conceptual into the specific. Now, one thing I want to say about this, though, Josh, being able to sell conceptually is a really important thing to be able to do. So if your salesperson in front of you is trying to sell you conceptually on themselves, that's not a bad thing to witness, in my opinion. But I do agree with you that you don't need to let them stay in the conceptual. You need to be able to get them over to the literal. And so, because I was taught, and as I believe still, Josh, the only way you're going to avoid having to talk about price early on is to be able to talk about conceptual stuff.
Absolutely, and I can't agree more. The challenge, though, is when you go through the sales call, when you go, okay, I have the concept. Now can I bridge the gap between knowing the concept and applying it?
Right, and knowing when to go off a concept into literal, and that's when you say, this is how much it costs. Press hard. You're going through 7 carbons. The last copy is yours. Now, what are some specific questions we would ask to get them out of the conceptual into the literal?
Okay, and there's 3 that I always ask, and I'll explain why I do it. The first one is, I briefly mentioned before, is I like to ask them, tell me where you were in a situation where you had a higher price than your competitor and still won the sale. Tell me how you did it.
Yeah. That's an excellent one.
Thanks. And, that's excellent. You know, it only took me about 3,000 interviews to come up with it, right? And about, you know, 300 people that didn't make it, so.
And, folks, I will tell you, you'll be amazed at how many people can't answer that question.
Right.
And so you're going to, what my point, Josh, is they need to be, if they really want to get somebody who can answer that question well, they're going to have to be patient because the first, you know, the first 2 or 3 may not do that. The first 100 may not do that.
No, absolutely.
Or at least, if nothing else, Josh, if you hire this person and they don't answer it properly, at least you know where to start the training.
Absolutely. Because, you know, when you're interviewing, you're still, to me, when all the smoke clears, you're looking for 3 things, in my opinion. Do they have the ability to learn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have the desire to learn? And then can they do it within an acceptable time frame?
Right.
I mean, so... But that's, again, that's conceptual, right?
Right.
So now the second thing that I like to ask, and the second question is, walk me through a sale that you lost that you know if you did something different, you should have won it. And what was it?
So, and see, this is where you're going to find out if these people are capable of introspection, if they're capable of self-analysis.
And Jim, you hit right on the button, because regardless of how we think we are as managers, if your salesperson is out there on the road, they are on their own 99.9%
right
of the time.
Yeah.
Rarely with you.
You know, Josh, that was one of the things that I was taught early on. It was so fortunate for me. It's this idea of self-analysis. And I would actually leave every sales call, not just the ones where I didn't get the business, but maybe it was just a sales call. It was just to move a deal, you know, maybe it was a prospecting call or just to move along a sale or whatever. And when I would leave, I would sit down in my car and I would go over what happened, and I would evaluate what the customer said, what the prospect said. I would evaluate what I said, and I would make notes to myself about, you know, what did I do good, what did I do wrong. And, you know, some days I would say, man, I wish my boss were here to hear that. I did that really well. And then I would say, at other times I would say, boy, I'm glad nobody was here. I blew that one.
Right. Yeah, I always had a theory, and that's great that you do that, right? Is that, to me, when I first started, the quality of the sales call was in a linear relationship to how far I got away. You know, I said, wow, that was a really lousy sales call. I hope they don't remember my name. I jump in the car. I get 10 miles away. I go, well, you know, at least I gave him my card. I get 20 miles away. Well, you know, at least he did say, you know, something to me, even if it was, don't ever come back. And then by the time I walked into the office and my manager said, how did it go? I went, yeah, pretty good, I think.
Not too well. not too bad, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then a third and really fourth question, but the third one that I like to do, Jim, is because, you know, in sales, one of the things is preparation, right? I know you've said this so many times on the show. How well do you think like your customer? So I always like to ask them on an interview is, okay, let's say this all works out for both of us. Walk me through your first week. What would you do? Because I like to think, how well have they prepared? If they got the job, you know, would they be surprised, or are they already thinking that they that this job's right for them, and here are the things that they would do.
Right. Josh, hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, I'm going to throw out a couple of questions that I like to ask. See what Josh thinks about those. We'll do that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Josh Costell is our guest. His book is called The Science of Sales Success.
You still gotta try.
That's right.
No matter what the people
say. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Josh Costell is our guest. He's our good friend, the author of The Science of Sales Success. We're talking about some questions to ask prospective salespeople. And Josh, you've given us three outstanding ones. Can I throw in a couple of mine?
Absolutely, Jim. I'm waiting.
Here's the first one.
Okay.
I would ask them questions about how much money they wanted to make.
Absolutely.
And I would come up with some kind of a form. You wouldn't have this long conversation about this with an accountant or somebody else. You just tell them what you were paying and you'd negotiate that. But salespeople, you need to have a little bit more of a conversation with them about that. And I would say, how much do you want to make? And this is what I would listen for, Josh.
Okay.
I would listen for the time frame that they used in their answer to me. If they said, oh, I want to make about $500 a week. Or if they said, that tells me one thing about them. If they said, I want to make about $3,500 a month, that would tell me another thing. And then the person says, well, I'm trying to get to about $75,000 this next year. That tells me a completely different thing. Guess which one I'm hiring? I'm hiring the last one.
Right.
If at all possible. Because I don't want, even though we're going to measure performance by the week, I don't want their vision to be 7 days out or even 30 days out. I want it to be 365 days out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because if they'll do that, they'll probably answer my next question really well, and that's about prospecting. What do you know about prospecting? How scientific, how structured, how deliberate are you in managing prospects? Josh, I think that's one of the most important things that small business salespeople typically don't do very well.
Yeah, they always think that the, you know, are they there to get more share of customer, right? Which is, you know, there's two types of salespeople. There's market development and account management, right? Account management is how do I get more share of customer, right?
Right.
How do I sell more things to the existing
customers? Add on sales, get the customers to come back, yeah.
Right, and then market development, how do I take someone else's customers? And you need two different types of personalities.
They're called hunters and skinners, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. You know, there's also, Jim, one question that I absolutely unequivocally always ask to see how the salesperson handles it. And I like to think this gives them a really good opportunity. I always like to ask them during the interview, at the very end, actually. I always go, listen, you know, if it was you and I, Jim, I go, listen, Jim, what question was I not smart enough to ask you that would have given you the opportunity to really portray some unique strengths that you have?
Show me how really good you are.
Right.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, well, thanks. You know, and again, it gives you the opportunity of saying, you know, what sort of confidence, how do they communicate their own value?
Mm-hmm.
Let alone a product, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's funny when you were talking about the, you know, the question about their time horizon. I'll never forget going for a job, and I actually got it where the person asked me, he said, where would you like to be in 5 years,
mm-hmm.
right? Remember that question that was always big?
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, I asked the gentleman, I said, well, if you can tell me why you picked 5 years and not 3 or 10, I'll be glad to answer the question, right? I just want to make sure, what question am I answering?
Right.
You know, why did you pick 5 years?
Another thing I want to ask you is the best sales interviewing process I ever saw was Xerox, and they actually had me interview with about 5 people before I was hired, including 1 or 2 people who were never going to be connected to me. And that's how they decided to hire me. And that was an excellent process. It was a hard process, but it was very instructive. And I'd recommend that small business owners have more than one person interview anybody, but especially salespeople. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea because you just get so many different perspectives, right?
Right.
On someone, and also you see how they adapt to different personalities and different styles, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something else. I think it'll make them feel that you've got a much more professional organization. I think they'll be more impressed with you if you put them through that process, don't you?
Absolutely. But, you know, I'm sort of dating myself.
I have to stop you, Josh. You're going to have to date yourself next time.
Okay.
I apologize. We've run out of time. Give us the website one more time.
www.measuremax.com.
Thanks, Josh, for being here. Good job today. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, and thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure, and appreciate it, and to a great 2007.
You too. Let's do it together. Josh Costell, ladies and gentlemen, the science of sales success. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world. God bless them. God be with them.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.